than any other approach I've tried in the past. It's an evolution. Coupled with my dairy-free, whole foods-loving approach, the Keto Beginning satisfies all the markers necessary for lifelong health. The natural reduction in calories, boosted saturated fats, blood sugar control, boosted cell health, ample mitochondria action, and more. I'm not a scientist. I'm a holistic nutritionist with an outrageous interest in self-experimentation. I've listed all medical studies, papers, and resources in your free download available at healthfulpursuit.com/keto book. After you've read a couple, I have a strong suspicion that, like me, you'll begin to see the holes in the low-fat, high-carb approach we've been led to believe is best for our health. The science just doesn't add up. The Keto Beginning documents everything that I experienced in the first 30 days of getting into and maintaining a state of nutritional ketosis. Because my body is different than your body, your experience will likely be a little bit different than mine, and that's cool. I hope this guide will act as a safe and healthy jumping-off point for you. There aren't a lot of recipes in the meal plan. Why? This is an introduction to nutritional ketosis, and I found that when I was first getting started, I had no idea what 75% fat, 10% carbs, and 15% protein looked like on a plate, let alone what it felt like in my body. With 30 days of eating very simple meals, I built a strong base, a feeling, and an eye for what my eating pattern looked and felt like on a plate and in my body. Getting hung up on really fancy recipes, make-ahead meal prep, and the combination of oodles of ingredients makes it hard to fully understand what exactly is going on in your body and how to truly react to the meals you're eating. If you're looking for a ketogenic guide with endless recipes with combinations of ingredients this way and that, this book is not for you. If you're ready to make a lifestyle change by building a solid base of understanding so that you can live your life with nutritional ketosis quietly running in the background, the Keto Beginning is here to support your journey. You are ready, and I am here to guide you all the way through. Chapter 1. It begins here. The basics. Though not mandatory, you can skip over this piece if you don't care about how all of this works. Understanding how the body functions, fully knowing what's at play here, makes following the ketogenic lifestyle more meaningful. At least it does for me. To fully understand what's going on here, we have to start from the very beginning, and the digestive system is the very best place to start. The digestive process. When we consume food, 1. The site of initial carbohydrate breakdown occurs in the mouth. Your teeth and tongue take the first steps in battering the food to bits. As they are shredding and grinding, more saliva is squirted into the food to moisten and soften it. The saliva contains chemicals called enzymes, which break down the carbohydrates in food. This enzyme release triggers insulin to start prepping for action. 2. When you have finished chewing, you swallow, and the mouthful of food makes its way down the esophagus to the stomach. Food does not free fall down to the stomach, but is squeezed along the muscles in the esophagus. This squeezing and pushing action by the muscles is called peristalsis. 3. The site of initial protein breakdown occurs in the stomach, where food is treated to a strong acid bath as it's churned around in the stomach's muscular walls. These walls are protected by a mucus lining, which protects the stomach from its own gastric juices made up of pepsin enzymes and acids. 4. Up until now, carbohydrates have been broken down slightly in the mouth and proteins have been broken down slightly in the stomach. Fats have not had their turn. 5. Now, for the breakdown of fats and further breakdown of carbohydrates and proteins. Food is now a mashed-up milky liquid, thanks to the stomach. It enters the duodenum, the beginning of your small intestine, where it is treated with a round of enzymes and bile to break down the carbohydrates, proteins, and fats a little bit further. 6. From there, the substance enters the small intestine, a 20-foot-long curly tube with a shaggy lining. The walls of the small intestine are lined with millions of tiny finger-like projections called villi. The villi absorb the usable parts of the broken down food into the bloodstream. 7. The non-useful parts of the food continue to move toward the large intestine. The large intestine absorbs some of the water and salt. The remainder of the material is compacted and then sent out the anus as solid waste or feces.